You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 31.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freelance Blend Podcast. This is your host, Marv De Leon. Well, this is our 31st episode. Thank you again for continuing to support us. And this will be our first time to record a podcast episode and a YouTube episode at the same time. So ilalabas natin to both as a video and as an audio recording. So the reason for this is that we'll be demonstrating a very special applications na mahirap i-describe sa podcast without showing you the exact look and feel of using the apps. So I hope you enjoy these episodes. Well, ang topic why we are using a video is especially ngayon, today is September 7th, Sunday. Bare months na. So kung nakikita nyo sa Facebook na ang dami nagpo-post na bare months na. Malapit na ang Pasko na naman. So alam nyo naman, ang pilis sa Pilipinas, September 1 pa lang, nagsisimula na magtugtog ng mga Christmas carols and songs sa mga malls, sa mga stores. And in preparation for Christmas, especially what kami as a family, what we do, ganitong time rin, we also prepare our gifts, our mga, yon yung mga pamimigay sa mga kamag-anak, sa mga apotoloy, sa mga pamangkin, sa mga inaanak. And this is what we've been doing the past, siguro mga past 2 years. And I'd like to share these tips on how you can take advantage of applications in, especially for this one, I'm using an iPhone, iOS. Yun, yung mga applications that you can use in preparation for Christmas gift giving. Especially kung like me, hindi kayo mahilig na bumili during the Christmas rush. Kasi unang-una, kung if you're rushing, syempre, minsan mapapabili ka ng hindi planado, minsan lampas ng budget. So yung overall budget mo for Christmas, minsan dumodoble. So kami, as early as, well, actually hindi naman September, but as early as October, we do our Christmas shopping through the internet. So, syempre, mas tipid sa gas, less lines, and yun nga, nagpe-prepare ka na in advance. So, I'd like to share with you yung applications na ginagamit ko. So, I'll show you my iPhone. So, I'll show you the two applications that I use especially for Christmas time. So, unahin ko muna is unahin natin yung Amazon, which is my favorite application, my favorite website. I've been a long time Amazon user. And syempre, Amazon is the biggest retailer in the world. So, talo pa niya lahat ng mga retail stores all over the world. Because, isipin niyo naman, so lumabas siya, I think, in the early days of the internet. And ang dami ng mga dumating na mga other applications, websites, and nawala na sila, and Amazon is still here. It means na yung kanilang business model is really one of the best business models, and talagang nandiyan na yan for it will be there for a long, long time. Amazon will be there for a long time. And yun, so kami, since with Amazon, you have all the products in the world available at your fingertip, at your fingertips. And syempre, in terms of price, usually, mas mura siya kasi nga ang daming sellers and usually ang Amazon will give the best price. And so, halos lahat ng product na gusto mong hanapin, nandito na. So, ang kung tatanungin nyo, paano yon? Nasa States ang delivery ng Amazon. And kung i-deliver dito sa Pilipinas, mahal na. So, we'll get to that later. But, siguro I'll just show you yung mga what you can do with Amazon na very simple, very very intuitive. Okay? So, for example, ano ba yung sikat ngayong mga laruan? Let's say, Loom Bands. Tingnan natin kung meron dito. Loom Band Kit, di ba? So, as you can see, daming types of Loom Band Kits na lumabas. So, meron pa dyan yung mga most popular and yung mataas yung review. So, important thing is you look at the reviews, yung stars. Kung marami siyang reviews, marami siyang stars, it looks legit. Okay? So, sige, tingnan natin ang isa. Ito, mataas ang review. So, ang haba ng title niya. Talagang kinuha niya yung mga keywords. Amazing Loom Bands, complete collection, organizer, storage kit. $25. So, sabihin na natin, mga 1,000 plus pesos. So, mura ba yun? Hindi ko alam. Free shipping if your orders are above $35. So, kami, since yung mga bibili nga namin is for Christmas, so maramihan. Minsan, lumalampas pa ng $35, syempre. And to take advantage of yung box na gagamitin nyo, syempre, orderin nyo na lahat. So, kunyari, gusto ko to, I just add it to my cart. I'll just tap yung add to cart and ma-save na siya sa cart ko. Or if I'm still thinking about it, I'll just click add to wishlist. Mapupunta siya sa wishlist. And then later on, I can come back to look at it. Or kung naka-decide na ako, bibiling ko na siya. So, ang gagawin ko, lalagay ko lang lahat sa isang wishlist. So, ito yung description niya, features, yung mga reviews. So, mukhang ang tataas naman ng mga reviews niya. Okay. So, ito mga physical products to. Ang gusto ko rin sa Amazon, what I normally, especially sa wife ko, kunyari last minute, wala akong, hindi lang to pang Christmas, even for anniversary, birthday. Last minute, hindi ako nakabili ng gift. Just go to Amazon and kagandahan yun, ang wife ko is mahilig sa mga books, mga romance books. So, punta lang tayo sa, okay, sandali, paano ba yun? Punta lang tayo sa pinakataas. Balik tayo sa Amazon. Punta tayo shop by department. And if you listen to my previous episode about ebooks and Amazon, so we'll just go to the book section, Kindle ebooks, Kindle books. So again, ang Kindle is an ebook that you deliver, that you purchase from Amazon and automatically, you can designate, kunyari, you can send it as a gift, i-email niya lang yung link and yung recipient will be able to see, view, or read the book through a Kindle application sa phone niya or sa computer. Meron ding Kindle application for computer, for Mac, and I believe for Windows, even for Android. Meron din actually yung Kindle na tablet na which I have na niregalo sa akin ng wife ko a few Christmases ago. So, you can look at the genres, the categories. So, ang wife ko mahilig sa romance. Siyempre, pang-romansa tayo. Kaya mahilig sa romance ang asawa ko. Or maybe the lack of romance. Kaya gusto niyang magbasa-basa ng mga romance. So, I hope hindi nakikinig ang asawa ko. Anyway, example lang to. So, titingnan natin yung mga, ang dami pang under romance, di ba? Oops, meron dong gay romance, so syempre hindi tayo dyan. Lesbian romance, hindi rin tayo dyan, definitely. Okay, so punta na lang tayo sa romantic comedy para safe. Okay, so yan ay mga ano. Tingnan nyo naman, may mga $99, so magkano lang yun? Wala pang 50 pesos. Meron ding mga new releases. Okay. Janet Ivanovich. Ito ba yung mga sikat? So, let's say. So, yan yung Kindle edition. Let's look at this. So, since naka-log in to sa account to, when I just click this buy now with one click, as in isang click lang nabili ko na to, i-deliver na sa akin. And you can deliver it to any Kindle application na gusto mo kung sayo. Or you can give it as a gift. Okay, so syempre hindi ko ngayon siya mabibili, pero ayun, you can send it to an iPhone or any Kindle application. You can also click try a sample na ibibigay ka, isi-send sa'yo yung ebook pero hindi kompleto, siguro first 10 pages mababasa mo. So okay rin, di ba? At least you have, you know, yung mga kung gusto mo talaga, kung ayaw mo, you don't have to buy it. Okay? So that's Amazon. So that's one of the features that we use. And so yung ebook is delivered. Hindi mo na kailangan ipa-box yun kasi ebook yun, delivered na to kung sino man yung recipient ng gusto mo. And pwede rin siya i-send to a particular, on a particular date. So for example, anniversary mo tomorrow, syempre, i-orderin mo na ngayon pero gusto mo pag gising ng asawa mo, mababasa niya na yung book. So i-send mo siya at a particular time, kunyari 9 a.m. Or on Christmas Day, di ba? Napaka, para kang nagpadala ng roses na, di ba? May element of surprise. Okay, so hindi mo na kailangan gumising sa umaga para orderin sa Amazon and then i-deliver. Meron siyang timed delivery. Yung sinasabi ko kanina, what I do with the, for example, yung mga toys, I have it sent to a particular boxing company, a freight forwarding company. Well, meron din kami kamag-anak sa States na usually doon namin pinapadala, inipon niya yung box tapos pinapadala sa amin. But sometimes, kasi minsan nakakahiya na ang dami namin order, you have a website na pinupuntahan for this special, itong ano nga, pag-deliver ng parang balikbayan box. So it's pobox.ph. So hindi ko ito sponsor, so sana sponsor nila ako since pinopromote ko sila, but I've been using this for the past many years, probably 2-3 years na. So far so good. So you just pipili ka lang ng box and they will so let's see, siguro. So you can pay pa nga via credit card. So talagang they ship it to you kasi yung mga Johnny Air, if you've heard of it, they deliver by weight. So kung mabigat yung papa order mo, sobrang mahal. And ang maganda lang doon kung yung mga mabilisan lang kasi by air yon, usually a few days lang, 1 week lang yata. This ito namang PO Box.ph, shipping siya. So you have to wait siguro mga 4 to 5 weeks. Yung mga rates nandito rin, well, hindi lang natin makita. Ayun. So, for some reason, tinatakpan ng kanilang website yung rates. So, depende. Ang pinakamura is $30, which is yung ito. Okay. Yung black box. Meron man yung red box. I think yung last time yung ginamit namin yung, hindi ako nagkakamali, yung red box. Laki siya sa talaga. Kaya I think ang kumasya dyan mga 30 items. So imagine 30 items for $52. Sabihin natin 2,000 plus pesos. 2,000 divided by 30. So parang ganun lang ang shipping per item versus sa papa-ship mo siya per item na mas mahal, syempre. So, ito yung ginagamit namin. And so far, yun nga, sinasabi ko, so far, okay naman sila. So, ang mangyayari lang yan, may designated na US address na ibibigay sila. And then, so, lahat ng order mo for 30 days, iipunin nila. Make sure lang na nakalagay doon yung pangalan mo para hindi ma-confuse. Yung sa addressi sa Amazon, ilalagay mo doon yung, syempre, care of yourself, tapos yung address nila. And for 30 days, hihintay nila yung kung ano man yung mga in-order mo na maramihan. And kung dumating, makikita mo naman for sa Amazon kung na-deliver na. And dito rin makikita mo sa website, yung pobox.ph, kung dumating na sa kanila. And pwede mo sabihin na you can start delivering the box already, kahit hindi pa 30 days. Usually, they announce yung cut-off nila pag Pasko. Siyempre, pag Pasko, ang peak season, so para sure na dumating sa'yo before Christmas, syempre, ang tawag doon? Irarap mo pa yung mga gift mo, syempre, isusort mo pa yun. So, hopefully, ideally, dumating yun before at least November, di ba? Or before December. So, meron silang shipment schedule. Usually, ina-announce sila yung cut-off nila for Christmas. So, ngayon, wala pa. Kasi yung dati, October eh. Okay, so that's P.O. Box, PH, and Amazon.com. Now, another favorite of mine is, so kanina nag-gift, ang sinasabi ko yung pag-gift ng physical items from Amazon and yung e-books from Amazon. Ngayon naman, pwede ka rin magregalo ng app. Okay, so recently, birthday ng inaanak ko, yun din last minute, wala akong regalo, so sabi ko na lang sa kumpare ko na nag-iPad ba yung inaanak ko, may iPad ba siya, so ano ba yung gusto niyang application na wala pa siya na gusto niyang bilhin na hindi pa niya nabibili. So sabi naman niya, yun nga, syempre yung popular na Minecraft. So mga parents dyan, I'm sure alam niyo yung Minecraft. So it's a game na popular ngayon sa mga kids. So ang ginawa ko, yun yung pinadala kong gift, yung application. And tuwang-tuwa yung tatay at yung anak kasi ngayon lang daw sila nakatanggap ng ganyong gift. Pwede pala yun. So ako, matagal ko nang ginagawa yun nga. Ginigift ko rin sa wife ko and some of my friends. So, yun, I was happy kasi natuwa sila. And unique yung gift ko. Hindi siya yung, I'm sure, pag, di ba, pag mga 7th birthday, pare-pareho yung mga regalo. Minsan yung bata, na-overwhelm sa regalo, sandali lang nilalaro, tapos nakakalimutan na. So, I assume yung gift ko na Minecraft, matagal niya ilalaro yun. So, sulit, di ba? So paano ba magregalo ng app, ng application? So napakasimple. So ito yung first page ng App Store ng Apple. So you can see all the games, the applications available. And so we'll just search for Minecraft. So sana mabilis ang aking internet. Minecraft. Okay. So, okay, merong mga, ito mukhang hindi, libre to pero hindi to talaga Minecraft. This is the Minecraft, so $6.99. So, hindi lang naman ito binigay ko, baka sabihin nyo cheap ako ha. So, tingnan naman, very popular game, 265 reviews. So, sa mga hindi nakakakita ko ano yung Minecraft, so ito yung itsura niya, para siyang, ewan ko na square na, ewan ko ba, virtual reality na gustong-gusto ng anak ko. Okay, so paano ba iregalo to? So i-click mo dito yung, i-tap mo yung $6.99. Ikaw yung matcha-charge ito. So para mo mabigay ito as a gift, napakasimple. Just click itong nasa taas na may arrow sa upper right. Okay, and you can see, you can add it as a wishlist na parang Amazon and you can give it as a gift. So, give as gift. Gift. Click ko yung gift. So, ang gagawin mo, you just need to ask kung ano yung Apple ID ng kaibigan mo or ng tatay ng kaibigan mo. At tama ba? Yung kaibigan mo na lang. Okay? So, redeemable in Philippine store only. So, actually, I think kahit anong email pwede, pero para diretso na sa Apple ID ng pagbibigyan mo, lalagay mo lang dito yung email address ng kaibigan mo. Let's say, sino ba? Wala kang maisip. Sharon Coneta. At, kunyari, gmail.com. So when you send that, ayun, matcha-charge ka na. And automatic, oh, send it today, pwede mo rin siyang, I think, ayun, yung parang Amazon at a particular date, di ba? Then you just click next, so hindi, which hindi ko gagawin kasi matcha-charge ako. And ma-email na yung link sa kaibigan mo and just needs to open it and download the application. Nasa kanya na yung Minecraft. Okay, so ito yung pwedeng i-gift nyo sa mga bata. Diba? Gift na application. Ayos, diba? So, kung matuwa yung pagbibigyan nyo ng regalo, sabihin nyo, nagturo sa inyo si Marv. Okay? That's why I'm sharing this kasi alam ko it's very useful and ayun, natuwa talaga yung kaibigan ko. Next, kung hindi naman application, pwede ka rin magregalo ng music. O, diba? So, sa mga medyo old-timers dyan, Maroon 5, ayun, Tony Bennett, sa mga yung mga bata-bata, Maroon 5. So, again, iTunes naman is the apple of songs. Meron pa nga siyang movies. So, hindi mo na kailangan ng pirated, di ba? Songs, movies, and so yun, yung pinaka, well, popular hanggang ngayon, di ba? Yung Frozen. So, kung gusto mo iregalo sa, well, kahit naman sa mga teenager, ano pa rin to, kahit nga sa mga matatanda, popular pa rin ang Frozen. If you gusto mo iregaluhan ng Frozen ng iyong kaibigan, ganun din. Just click the arrow sa taas, gift, and send us gift. Yun, matatanggap na ng kaibigan mo yung just put the email. And yun, let's say ngayon pa lang gusto mo na mag-order and gusto mo i-gift siya on December, on Christmas Day. Oops. Tingnan natin kung pwede nang magbigay sa Pasko. Mukhang umiikot. Mukhang ayaw niya. Let's try. Pwede. Okay, huli ko. Parang ayaw niya. Last try na lang. I think masyadong malayo ang date. So hanggang December 6 lang. Anyway, so ayan. December, example lang, kunyari December 25 ngayon. December, pwede na siya isend by December 25. Hindi mo na kailangan pumila sa mga SM, sa mga Rustans para lang magbigay ng regalo. Very, very easy, very convenient. Pero talaga yung talagang sinasabi nilang ano ba, the power of the internet, of the power of applications, di ba? So, kung lahat ng tao gumagawa na nito, so, di ba, wala nang traffic, wala nang init ng ulo pag Pasko, wala nang gulo sa mga shopping mall, and iwas ka pa sa mga nakita nyo ba sa Facebook yung mga nagsasalise sa mall na mga babaeng naka natawag doon scarf, so iwasan nyo yon, di ba? So that's our tips for today. I hope may natutunan kayo kahit papaano, and subukan nyo lang. Why don't you try ordering something, an application or a song or even an ebook in Amazon. Just try it out and I'm sure matutuwa kayo kasi ako talagang I can say that I'm an addict when it comes to Amazon and iTunes and App Store. Okay, before we go, I would also like to tell you about our upcoming workshop. So this is the rerun of Freelancing for Beginners 1.0 which we did last August 16. Now we have the second run of Freelancing for Beginners 1.0. That's on September 27, 2014. We have a new venue. That's V Office Philippines in the Fort. It's at yon, September 27, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll have again Mr. Fitz Villafuerte, Nika Mandigma, Ginger Arboleda and myself, who will I'll be the main speaker for this Freelancing for Beginners rerun. The first one is very successful. We had the full house, and actually maraming nag-register, maraming hindi nakapunta. So I'm sorry for that. That's why immediately we're having this second run this September for those who weren't able to attend. And I would have to say that it was a success because yung mga attendees, yung mga learners were able to, I believe, create their digital portfolio and they're on their way to becoming freelancers. Kasi with my workshops, talagang I make it a point to follow up with attendees that to make sure that I have helped them, I have transformed them into what they want to become. And yun nga, I check up on them through our private Facebook group. And so far, some of them are doing well. They're following yung mga advice namin. And I hope to be able to help more people through this workshop. So please register at as of this point, no, it's a freelanceblend.com/beginners1. So that's freelanceblend.com/beginners1. Please register. Use a special code that it's mentioned on the blog post of this podcast. It's at freelanceblend.com/31. So freelanceblend.com/31. So nandun lahat yung links and yung promo code for this workshop. Okay, I hope to see you there. If you attend, just say hi to me. Just chat. I'm very approachable. Huwag kayong matatakot. I think I'm the most approachable guy. And yun. So hope to see you there. And again, I hope you'll follow the tips that I mentioned earlier. And hope you have a great month of September. And yun, as we go towards the Christmas season. Alright, so take care, God bless, and hope to see you soon. And peace to everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.